Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
A stairway to heaven.
Dean Richards is live at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb at the Presidential Towers in Chicago on 720 WGN.
You can join me for a Dean's Night out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Sunday, March 20th. You could be one of the 10 lucky winners to get a pair of tickets to see West Side Story and join me at the special performance, the 5:30 performance, Sunday the 20th, an opportunity to join me at the private reception, a little meet and greet. We have some hors d'oeuvres. We have cocktails. And then we
cheese puffs.
Go and enjoy that. We have enjoyed a cheese puff or two.
How could you not enjoy a cheese puff?
We have a nice spread of delightful snacks. You can get in on this at WGNradio.com/contest for your chance to enter.
And you're going to see West Side Story.
We're going to see West Side
Story.
That's
one of the greats.
They do the most amazing shows at the Paramount Theater, so I have no doubt that, I'm going to hold off my opinion until I see it, of course.
But they've done
some pretty amazing shows through the years. So the news this morning, the death of Nancy Reagan, congestive heart failure. She, 94 years old, died at her home in Bel Air, California. Joining us on the phone line right now, Professor Paul Green, Roosevelt University. Paul, I'm wondering what your recollections and what you think the legacy of Nancy Reagan will be.
Well, good morning, Dean. First of all, let me say that my views may be somewhat clouded since I just came back from the polar plunging with Lady Gaga, so I demand a little more respect than I normally get from Dean Richards. And if you want to know where one of her tattoos are, I am there to tell you. But enough of that. Don't ask. It's madness.
I didn't
Nancy
ask
Reagan
his letter,
was,
but
no, he just keeps going.
You guys are hanging out at a radio station. I'm plunging into the water with Lady Gaga. Who has a better life?
You are a courageous man.
And my third time and my final time. Anyways, Nancy Reagan was one tough customer. Everyone's talking about her just say no to drugs thing and a lot of the other things offending her husband, but she was involved in a lot of political intrigue in the White House, especially during the beginning of the second term of President Reagan. She was not a fan of Don Regan. Remember, you may not remember it, but Jim Baker, who's probably one of the greatest chief of staff ever, they switched jobs from the Treasury to Baker went to the Secretary of the Treasury, and Regan came to become chief of staff. And Nancy Reagan was not a fan of his at all. And there was a lot of intrigue inside there. And she, not only did she have that, but she had put a lot of faith and a lot of trust in, these people who predicted the future, the signs and all that kind of stuff.
Astrologers, yeah.
Yeah, she was into that. And Don Regan, I met him at the 84 convention. He was, let's say, he was not the guy with the best sense of humor. And we'll leave it at that. So, she was more of a player than people are saying inside the White House, especially during the second term when Jim Baker was not there to not hold her hand, but she really liked him and listened to him. She was not out of control, but she was much more adventuresome in the second term.
Is it fair to say that that Ronnie would not make a move without first consulting her?
There's rumor, all the books I've read, that in the second term, remember, he was beginning to suffer either Alzheimer's or whatever, and he was not the same man in the second term that he was in the first term, and part of that has to do with the fact that he had Jim Baker there to guide him. But again, yeah, she played much more of a role, and on the personal side, I mean, they obviously had a great love affair. I mean, there was she was very defensive. He always looked better and sounded better when she was near him. You know, some of the stuff I've read is that he would always look around to see if she was there and that kind of stuff. But she lived a great life, 94 years old, the famous actress, of course, you know all about that. Jane Wyman he divorced, right? I'm going back at
right.
Movie history.
Yes.
I'm just showing you my spurs here, Mr. Dean.
You're multifaceted, a wet multifaceted Paul Green this morning.
A very wet and cold multifaceted. Yeah, so she was probably one of the strongest first. If you go back in time, obviously Hillary Clinton stands out, but she was right up there in influence, though never in official capacity. unlike Hillary Clinton, who had that thing trying to put together the health care thing, always behind the scenes. But everyone knew that she was the protector of Ronald Reagan. And there's just no doubt about it that she, I only met her once, and she was a very tiny lady. But she was one fierce person when it came to defending her husband.
Paul, I have to take a quick break. Can I ask you to hang in for a minute? Because I want to talk about Nancy Reagan following the assassination attempt. I want to talk about Nancy Reagan bucking George W. Bush coming out publicly, one of the few times that she literally came out publicly for anything, physically and even with a statement for stem cell treatment when President Bush was against it. I just want to cover a couple of other things, but I need to do it after a quick break. Paul Green from Roosevelt University on the line. He did the polar plunge this morning with Lady Gaga. I don't know if you all know that or not.
Did he?
We'll get to that.
He hasn't mentioned it.
He was hanging out with Lady Gaga this morning. We'll have more on next on WGN. It's 12:40 on WGN. We return to Professor Paul Green, Roosevelt University, who is joining us in remembering Nancy Reagan, our top story, the breaking news story of the morning, the death of Nancy Reagan. And Paul, thank you for hanging out. We remember Nancy Reagan for her devotion to Ronald Reagan. We remember Nancy Reagan for Just Say No to Drugs. Will we also remember Nancy Reagan for taking this defiant stand against George W. Bush in the stem cell issue?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, you know, you live 94 years, you have a life like she has. You know, that's, put it like this, she will be most remembered as a loyal, dutiful wife who had a strong sense of protecting of her husband. That's, I think, all the newspapers, all the blogs, all that stuff, if they're going to highlight her life. And, you know, she lived 94 years. You know, there's all kinds of stories about her being, you know, Queen Nancy and all that kind of stuff. And you didn't ever cross her. If you crossed her, you were a goner. Don Regan would vouch for that. So I don't.
But you don't think bucking the president of the United States, bucking a Republican president of the United States, when, you know, she especially knew you don't buck the president, but she, I thought, pretty courageously did for something about which she felt very strongly.
She didn't mind bucking the president as long as the president wasn't Ronald Reagan. I mean, no, she would stop that. You know, she was, how old was she by then? I just think those kinds of stories, you know, if someone wants to make a big deal out of that, fine. But, you know, I just don't see it. I think that the stuff that I've been reading about her since I've been holding, all of it has to do with her role in the White House. I think that is the, and the fact that she lived in Chicago before when she was growing up. You know, she was a Chicagoan.
Yes, right. Yeah, she had a long Chicago history. Mm-hmm. What about the, you know, sort of the elegance that she brought back to the White House? Do you think that's part of the Nancy Reagan story?
Well, part of it, that she privately raised all this money and brought back. She followed Jimmy Carter. Okay, I mean, that's a cheap shot even for Paul Green. The fact that she brought back the kind of regalness to the White House. You know, limos were in vogue. Buying China was back in vogue. Black tie dinners and all that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, I mean, she was a, after 4 years of the Georgia a peanut farmer, suddenly you got glamour in the White House. And I thought, when I'm talking to you, everything has to deal with movies. I think one of her greatest things when you're in the president, remember when Lady Di came to America and that famous scene at the White House dancing with John Travolta? I mean,
Of Lady Di dancing with John Travolta.
Yeah, not Nancy. Lady Di and with Prince Chuck looking on. I just thought, I mean, stuff like that. I mean, she brought back all dressed up to the nines. I mean, that's who she was. And Ronald Reagan, you know, the small town boy from Central Illinois, absolutely adored her. And I think that's the love affair, 52 years marriage. I think that's her legacy. And and the fact that she made it to 94. By the way, as I'm talking here, I keep hearing you talk about where you're at. How many steps did you climb this morning, Mr. Richards?
Oh, they're probably
that many.
Couple out of my house. I had one step into my car. That was
there's a curb here.
There's a curb that counts. That was one. Yeah. Well, next year you can do the program here, and I'll do the climb. I'll tell you what. Our last guest, Aaron, double lung transplant and doing the climb. If that's not inspiring to even a lazy slouch like me, if that doesn't make me want to do it next year, I don't know.
Or just complain about being tired.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good reality check.
That I'm cold, big deal.
Yeah. That is a good reality check for us all. Paul, we have to make way for Northwestern basketball. I always appreciate you joining us. I'm sure we're going to hear much more on the life and legacy of Nancy Reagan throughout the next couple of days here on WGN. Go dry. You and Lady Gaga, go dry off after your polar plunge. I'm glad you could join us for a minute.
Real quick, her boyfriend was there, and let's say a lot of the women were going gaga over him. So I don't think an old professor was any competition.
A shirtless Taylor Kinney versus a shirtless Paul Green. Thanks for that visual image.
Oh, what a terrible way to start our Sunday.
Carrying Lady Gaga on his back. Yeah, I'm right there.
Thanks, Paul Green, Roosevelt University. Thank you. Elton Jim Toronto, always nice to have you
with
us.
Thank you so much, Dean. I always enjoy sharing our mic with you.
We're
literally
you.
Sharing one now since they tore the whole studio down.
Dave Schwann, thank you, my friend.
I'll see you next Sunday,
see
Dean.
You next
thank you.
Sunday morning. Jake Marlene Wells is the greatest ever at organizing all of these.
On crutches today, too.
On
unbelievable.
On top of it. We appreciate you, Marlene, and Mike, and everybody back at the station. Thank you very much. Northwestern basketball is next on 720 WGN Chicago.